toda su vida respira. Si pierdes mis huellas, que Dios te bendiga, respira.
Hi everybody, I'm Susanna Mars, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I am sitting here with Josh Hecht, who is the artistic director of Profile Theater. And there's some really wonderfully exciting events coming up at Profile that we wanted to highlight. So I'm so happy that you came to talk to me for a little bit.
I'm so glad to be here.
Thanks. I was wondering if someone was interested in buying season tickets next season, why would you tell them to go buy tickets at Profile versus another theater company in town?
Sure. Well, Profile puts a single playwright at the center of the season. And I like to say we use her unique vision as a lens on our shared world. So every year we're profiling a different master writer. Mm-hmm. 2017, we are featuring the work of Chiara Alegria Hudes, who is an incredible Pulitzer Prize winning playwright who writes so movingly and with so much humor about community and lonesomeness and addiction and celebration. It's been a real pleasure to do her work. And next year, starting in 2018, we'll be doing a special 18-month double season featuring the work of Lisa Crone and Anna Devere Smith in conversation for 18 months.
Well, all three of those playwrights are thrilling. You know, Ms. Hudes did the book for In the Heights, which if you are a Hamilton fan, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and her book and words for that musical are just beautiful and, as you said, funny and poignant. And then Lisa Crone, if you saw Fun Home recently, then you've seen her work, and it's brilliant. And Anna Devere Smith goes without saying, she's one of the grand dames of I guess I would almost, maybe I wouldn't call it monologuing, but it, you know, one woman shows. Her pieces are extraordinary and beautifully created from an interview process that I think is just fascinating. How are you going to do it the season where you're sharing playwrights? That's a first, correct?
It is. It is a first. It's the first season that I will have curated entirely. And when I was thinking about it, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to plan two seasons at the same time and intersperse the writers? So we'll be going back and forth. And I think that those two writers, they're so different in style, but so many of the themes speak to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be a really complete experience for an audience.
It's exciting, too, in that I know Ms. Crone is Jewish and speaks quite a lot to her heritage, and Anna Devere Smith is African-American, and their experiences. I think it would be really exciting as an audience member to just be able to listen to these points of views through their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you said, Anna Devere Smith, she really created the form of docu-theater and revolutionized what we think of as plays. And so much of her work is, as you said, based on interviews and on real people. And so much of Lisa's work stems from her own family and her own community. And she really has mined her family for some hysterical and insightful.
Hysterical and historical.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's exciting. I remember when Twilight was published and I went to San Francisco to see it because I had worked in South Central LA. I taught school then. And I was absolutely riveted by her work. I felt so moved by it. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Good.
So now you have some really exciting community events coming up, because not only do you present terrific work, but you invite artists to come and speak to the community. And you've got something really incredible coming up.
We do. You know, I've been saying that one of the things that featuring a single playwright allows us to do is we can use her her own vision as a lens on how we approach the world, how we approach community engagement. So for 2017, three of Kiara's plays feature the veteran experience in one way or another. And so because of that, we've been partnering with the Writers Guild Initiative to bring award-winning writers from around the country to Portland to mentor our local veterans in a writing process to help them reflect upon and share their experiences through the written word. And so we've been meeting monthly and doing writing sessions, using writing as a springboard for a conversation and community building. They've seen all of the plays together as a group. Kiara Skyped in and did a writing session with them once. And November 13th, we'll be presenting excerpts of their writing on the Alder stage on the Dark Night during our run of Water by the Spoonful and The Happiest Song Plays Last.
That is so exciting, being a part of something like that and to share information with each other. It's like we were speaking about before we started recording about being vulnerable with each other and what that can do for community. And I would encourage everybody who's listening who wants to connect with people in that way to come and watch, because part of the experience is sharing the work and being heard. That's thrilling.
Yeah, and being seen and feeling like your stories are valuable and are valued and are worthy of being on stage next to the writing of a Pulitzer Prize winner. You know, one of the things that we hoped for from this program, which we call Community Profile, is that these veterans who may or may not self-identify as theater lovers will come to the theater and see their lives reflected back to them in the work that they see on the stage in Kiara Hudes's writing. And I think that that being seen and being valued and having our lives reflected back to us, I think, is so necessary.
That's why it's so exciting now that the doors are opening for so many people to come and be a part of the theater experience and to know that they're wanted and the stories are longing to be heard. Mm-hmm. And theater artists are longing to hear them and help them have a place. Yeah, that's
sure.
Oh, I can't imagine. That must be so moving.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been. It's also been really great to watch those veterans take ownership of this building. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now when they come in for their monthly sessions, they don't wait to be told or invited. They just go right to the rehearsal room. They know exactly where it is. Mm-hmm. It really feels like their home.
A theater, being a member of the theater community and being a theater artist for as long as I have, I take all these things at my fingertips for granted.
Right.
This building.
Right.
Rehearsal space, a piano in the lobby.
I can
sing. You know, we've got late night piano bar here. People sing. And it's all just a part of my life.
Right.
And I have had a platform with, and especially to be a resident artist in a theater company and to have other artists to talk to on a regular basis. You know, I really do take it for granted.
Yeah, this lobby, I think, is a really, it's you know, it's sort of glamorous looking and chic looking, and it's also really welcoming, and it's a great place for events, and just to have that kind of warm, elevated place as one's home is, yeah, it's a rare experience.
Yeah, and it makes you feel as though your work has a reason. Raison d'être, for want of a better term, but I guess it might not be a better term. It's a really good term.
Nothing wrong with that term.
No, it's just a French term. We welcome all French people here. It's really an incredible thing to be doing. So you also have some other events coming on.
We do. Well, you know, so the what we're right now, we're in the middle of tech for our rotating repertory productions of Water by the Spoonful and The Happiest Song Plays Last. And these are two of Kiara's most famous plays. Both were produced at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland. And Water by the Spoonful in particular has been produced around the country. They are related plays. They both follow the same family. One was the sequel to the other. They've never been produced this way in rotating rep with the same director, design team, and cast. And in fact, Kiara has rewritten both scripts in part to enhance seeing them in such close proximity.
Oh, exciting.
It's been really exciting, and it's been the biggest production that we've ever done. We're in tech for 10 straight days.
Oh, my goodness. Now, well, explain. Some people don't know what tech is.
Tech is when we finally move onto the stage as opposed to being in a rehearsal room and suddenly have the set
and
the
stairs and things. It's yes. They tape, the stage manager tapes out a stage on the floor of a room, a big, wonderful room. And then all of a sudden you step into the theater and there's the table and there's, well, the table you probably had in the rehearsal room, but like stairs and different levels. And it's a whole new world.
Exactly. Leah Delaria used to call it props hell. She'd say, hold on a second, I'm in props hell. And yes, and that's when we start cueing in all of the lights and all of the sounds. Mm. And we usually have 2 to 3 days to do that. But because we're doing these two plays at the same time, we have 10 days of tech.
Wow. And
then we'll be performing them on alternating evenings, or there are 4 days when you can see them as a marathon and see Water by the Spoonful in the afternoon and The Happiest Song Plays Last in the evening.
Just because I have an opinion about, well, most everything. I would say see them the same day. I remember Angels in America. I thought everyone was like, well, I'm going to go this day, part one, and this one, part two. I'm like, no, that's not right. Me. I want to go away. I want to go to that world for the whole day.
Right.
If you have the ability to do it, I think it's really fun. And there's plenty of places to eat here around,
for sure.
Around
here. You'll have a 3-hour break.
Super fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
And we've completely transformed the Alder stage, too. We've removed about 100 seats from the theater to build 4 more playing spaces.
Wow.
All over that theater space. So mm-hmm. It's a real 360-degree staging experience.
That's so exciting.
And then there's a whole scenic changeover between the shows, too. So
it's a
very cool, I think, production.
Wow. Yeah. It sounds really exciting. So now I know you had said you could tell us what the plays were about.
I can tell you what the plays are about. So Water by the Spoonful follows Elliot Ortiz, who's an Iraq War veteran. He's now home and working at the local Subway sandwich shop and struggling to find his place in the world. His birth mother, Odessa, whom he hasn't seen for many years, runs an online chat room where recovering addicts keep each other alive, though they don't even know each other's names. Hmm. And when Elliot's adoptive mother, Ginny, dies, their lives intersect again for the first time in years and change forever.
Hmm.
And The Happiest Song Plays Last picks up the story a couple of years later. Elliot's now working on a movie set in Iraq.
Mm.
They're filming against the backdrop of the Arab Spring, and it's his first time back in the Middle East since he was there as a combat person. His cousin Yaz, and his best friend Yaz, is now a community activist in North Philly. Kiara talks about this play as being about how we celebrate, how we dance, even on the brink of disaster.
Mm.
And both of the plays are, to me, about the tension between isolation and community, lonesomeness and connectedness, and are really beautiful that way. And then Kiara herself is coming out for the final weekend, and we're doing a special conversation with on November 18th on the Alder stage, where we'll be doing a Q&A together.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be reading from her memoir in progress and also sharing selections from her newest project, which is called Emancipated Stories, Pages from Those Behind Bars.
Mm. I saw that and it just sounds so exciting for a writer to share work that is just new to them. I mean, what right. an intimate evening.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And the whole thing will be followed by a reception so you can have champagne and anache.
I love it. Sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I have it on my calendar.
Good.
Yeah, the pieces sound really remarkable. And I think the idea of joy and sorrow being just a breath away mm-hmm. from each other is very important. I guess I've been thinking about it a lot because there has been so much tragedy. It feels as though recently mm-hmm. we've been besieged with all these tragedies, and to remain optimistic
mm-hmm.
and to remain feeling as though humankind will always go on the way it does, which is to find the light.
Mm-hmm.
And that I remember in some of my most grief-stricken parts of my life, when you allow yourself to feel that type of pain, then you can feel the love again.
Absolutely. You know, Kiara is of Puerto Rican descent, and the plays, while mostly set in Philadelphia, also have a few scenes that take place in Puerto Rico. And when we were in rehearsal when Hurricane Maria hit, and one of our cast members was waiting to hear from friends and family members for days and days, and there came a moment in rehearsal when we were trying to rehearse and we just had to stop and make space to cry together and grieve, and that turned into spending a couple hours telling stories about our families and when our families came to America, which of course is true for every single one of us. Mm-hmm. And it was a really important moment when we could be with each other. And there's a monologue in The Happiest Song Plays Last in which one of the characters, Agustin, talks about, he tells this sort of fantastical story about going to Puerto Rico and being caught in a hurricane and being in a casita that's sort of on the side of the cliff and swaying in the wind and it's about to fall over. And they just pick up their cuatros and keep playing. And he says, never let the cuatro strings lie still. And that somehow, even if the casita would fall into the ocean, what we should do is play until the very last second.
It's true. It really is true. I mean, I hate to bring this Titanic, you know, that the musicians, the artists, play on. Mm-hmm. And that's life. It's true. Mm-hmm. In a tragic and yet also extremely hopeful vein.
Right.
They just are right beside each other.
Right, that's right.
Ah, it's exciting. So when you have a show and you have audience coming out, do you really enjoy talking to audience and seeing, you know, what happened for them?
I do. I'm usually in the lobby just about every night beforehand. And I always encourage people to get in touch with me afterwards and tell me what they thought. And I love doing talkbacks. Some people roll their eyes about talkbacks, but I really love them and love having a conversation with the audience and hearing what moved people and or, you know, what made them happy, what made them sad, what made them angry. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the best part to me.
I agree. And it's interesting. What I enjoy seeing, especially from someone who's moderating a talkback, is how they navigate it so that people begin to reveal things as opposed to being critical. Mm-hmm. There are certain ways that we are as humans that help us protect, not kind of expose our inner selves. And when I see someone in a talkback reveal something, it's just so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That deep connection.
Yeah, yeah. When we were doing Elliot, A Soldier's Fugue, which is the first play in this trilogy that Kiara wrote, we produced it last February. And afterwards in the talkbacks, I was always amazed at the number of people who would say, my grandfather was in Korea. My father was in Vietnam. I remember him talking about how cold it was in Korea. Mm. I remember him talking about, you know, the boots and the trench foot in Vietnam. Mm. And the number of people who shared their own experiences and felt seen by the work on the stage, even when the work was about a family that looks and sounds very different from their own.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. To see those similarities is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. So don't forget, if you come see a show, you can have a glass of wine and afterward, and you can talk to Josh.
That's right.
Or anybody else who's hanging out in the lobby,
exactly.
For heaven's sake. Now, thanks so much for talking to me about Profile. And everyone can go to the website, which is profiletheater.org.
That's right. Theater with an R-E.
Great. So look at it. Find out when all these events are. Come see the show. Come see Kiara. Come see the veterans doing their work. There's plenty of incredible ways to connect into the community at Profile Theater. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Susanna.
Sigue andando el camino por toda su vida. Respira. Si pierdes mis